You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's really good to be back here another Saturday evening to continue in the epistle of James. And we have been doing well going through this book of practical Christian living. And I believe that we are gleaning a lot from this book that will help us in our daily Christian walk. So we will be starting James chapter 4 this evening. And we are going to pray at this time, asking God's leading and God's guidance on this program. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for enabling us to be back here another Saturday evening to bring forth the good news. Father God, we just thank you, O God, that the good news is the power of God unto salvation. So we just thank you right now that your word is alive and active and it's doing the work in the lives of your people. And we thank you for the change that will come to the hearts of your people as your word penetrate the deep recesses of our hearts. Father, we just thank you right now that you are at work. Even when we can't see it, when we don't know it, you're still working for your God. We thank you that you are holy, you are true, you are righteous. We thank you, O God, that we can come to you depending upon you, for you are our help, you are our source, you are our everything. So we bless you this evening, and we just thank you for this time that we will spend in your presence, eating of your word and being filled up with you. For your word said, if we eat of you, Jesus, who is the bread of life, we will not be hungry anymore. If we drink of you, we will not be thirsty anymore. So I pray that we will eat and drink this evening. And be so filled up, O God, that our souls, O God Almighty Lord, will be enriched in you. Father, we thank you again for who you are. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for your people that have taken the time out to come and to listen to your word. And we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, we will not just be mere listeners of your word, but we will purpose in our hearts to practice what we are hearing. So we thank you, we give you praise, honor, and glory as we look to you for direction, O God. And we just thank you tonight, today, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Lord, I thank you, I bless you, I praise you, and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We are now starting James chapter 4. James chapter 4. And we know the epistle of James. We continue. We have been doing from chapter 1. And we are now in chapter 4. And this book has 5 chapters. So we will be continuing to the end of James, of the book or the epistle of James. So we are in James chapter 4, verse 1. James chapter 4, verse 1 says, from whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? So James asks the question of the saints of Christ. From where does this war and fighting come from among them? Aren't they coming from your fleshly desires that war in your members? And people of God, James was just reminding the brethren that there is still that carnal nature in them that is always warring with the new nature. And Paul make it so clear in Galatians 5, 16 and 17. He said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh or the desires of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that he would. So people of God, the flesh and the spirit, they're always warring. The new man, the new spirit man that is now in you, the old Adamic nature, the old life that we used to live, it's now warring with the new life that is in us, the spirit-filled life that is in us. That old life is warring. So there is always a war going on, people of God. So James was saying, from where come such war and fighting among you? Come there not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members. So it is showing us so clearly that the war is on between the old nature, the sinful way of life, and the new life that is in us through Christ. So people of God, we have to understand that the war is on, but the victory is already won, people of God. So through the power of the Holy Ghost, we can live victorious lives. We can walk in victory as long as we live. So the Lord is calling us to that place of walking and living the victorious life, to be spirit-led. We must be spirit-led. As many as are led by the Spirit, the Word of God says, we are the sons of God. We are the mature ones. So the Lord is calling us to maturity, people of God. For when we continue to war and fight, it shows that we are still children in the faith. We are not mature. We are called to mature in Christ, to come to that place of maturity, of completion in Him. We are to come to that high place in Christ Jesus, where we learn to live peaceably with each other. Look at verse 2 of James chapter 4. It said, you lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. So when we are operating in our old sinful way, people of God, we are just there contentious, fighting each other, slandering each other. Killing there doesn't mean literally physically killing. It could be killing with your words. You kill with your words. You desire to have, you covet, and you cannot obtain. You fight and you war. So much fighting among God's people at times. Yet you have not, because you ask not. So instead of going to the Lord in humility and submission to His word and asking, you continue to fight and war against each other and remain in your immature state. The Lord is calling the church of God to grow up. The Lord is calling His people to mature in Him and come to that place of understanding that the old nature wants to take over. The old nature wants to live, but we have to daily die to self. The word of God said, if we through the Spirit, in Romans 8:13, do mortify the deeds of the flesh, we shall live. We want to live the Christian life, people of God. We want to live in holiness. We want to live righteously. We want to live in the truth of God's word. We don't want to be contentious, striving against each other, killing each other with our words. We want to be people who build up each other, looking out for one another, helping the weak to help them to grow in Christ. So we are to be people who build up and not tear down. But if we continue in our immature state, that is what is going to happen. But the Lord is calling us to grow up, to mature in Him, and to continue to live the life that truly counts. James chapter 4 verse 3 said, you ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. So James was saying that they ask the Lord for things, but have not received it, because they ask with the wrong motive, to satisfy their desires, to satisfy their fleshly desires. People of God, we have to come to God with the right intention, with the right motives. So James said, they asking with the wrong motive, with the wrong intention to satisfy their own desire. Our God is a good, good Father. He is the Father of light. Every good and perfect gift come from Him. But people of God, when we are going to Him with the wrong motive to consume it upon ourselves, upon our sinful lust, then we will not receive. We receive not, James said, because we come with the wrong motive. So let us be people of God who will go to God sincerely. Remember, God knows the heart. He knows our intention. He knows what we are planning to do with what we are asking for. So let us be careful that we are asking for the right reason and not to satisfy our old sinful desires. Verse 4 of James chapter 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of this world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. People of God, this is so clear, as James pointed out here in his words, in these words that he wrote to us, words coming from the Father. He said, you adulterers and adulteresses. So James was speaking here of people committing spiritual adultery, people who have turned from God, who have turned to the God of this world. Material things have become their God. They have turned from God. They have become disloyal to their Heavenly Father. So James referred to them as adulteresses and adulterers and adulteresses. He said, don't you know that the friendship of this world is enmity with God? James was saying that when the children of God becomes friends with the world, they are now enemies of God. People of God, we don't want to be enemies of God. We don't want to be friendly with the world. The world and its system. And when we speak of the world, we speak of the evil system that is set up and is governed by the devil himself. So we have to understand, people of God, that we are called to be loyal to our Heavenly Father. We are called to be single-heartedly devoted to our God. We are called not to love the world, nor the things of this world. Let us turn to 1 John 2:15 to 17 as a reference scripture. 1 John 2:15 through 17. The Word of God said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. People of God, we are called not to love the world, not to love this evil system that is set up, neither the things that are in the world. For people of God, if we start to love the world and its goods, then we are going to turn from God, our Father. We can't serve two masters. So we have to come to understand, people of God, that we have to be completely and single-heartedly devoted to our God, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want to be disloyal to Him. We want to be loyal servants. We want to be sons and daughters who will go forth and show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want to be enemies of God, people of God. The Word tells us that if we love the world, we have become enemies of God. We don't want to be enemies of God. We want to be friends of God. But Jesus said, if we do His commandment, then we are His friends. I call you friends if you keep my commandment. And His commandment is for us to love one another. Love one another as He has loved us. Verse 5 of James chapter 4. Do you think that the scriptures say it in vain? The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. So James was asking the question of the saints. Do they believe that the scripture did not mean what it says? That the spirit of or the old nature that is in us desires to covet or to become greedy? This old nature does nothing good. It does nothing right. It's of the old Adamic nature. That's how we used to be. The word of God said we were dead in our sins and in our trespasses. But the Lord has quickened us. He has made us alive in Christ. And he's calling us to live in Christ's likeness. Our life should be Christ-like in every area, showing forth the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we are living in lust and envy, we are not showing forth Christ. We are living just like how we used to live before we come to Christ. But we don't want to live that way, people of God. We want to live the life that truly counts. We want to live in holiness, live in godliness, bringing forth honor and glory to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want to be covetous or greedy. We want to live a life that we walk in contentment, be contented in Christ Jesus. We want to live a life that truly pleases Christ our Lord. Verse 6 of James chapter 4. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. James was saying that God gives abundant grace to correct any sinful or destructive ways that we as Christians have. Well, let us go to the throne room of grace to receive grace to help us. People of God, the grace just don't come like that. We have to go to God in prayer, asking him for grace. The word of God says, come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help us in the time of need. So we need to go to God wholeheartedly, asking him for grace to help us to live this Christian life. Because the word said God resisted the proud. God fights against the proud. So if we think we can do it on our own, we are so much mistaken. We can't do this life. We can't live this life on our own. We are completely dependent upon the Holy Spirit to help us. Jesus said to his disciples and saying the same word to us now, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. And he has come. The Holy Spirit of God has come to live in us. So we have help. He is the Spirit of grace who is able to give us the grace that we need to live this Christian life. So the word of God says, God fights against the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. People of God, we don't want God to fight against us. We want to walk in humility, trust in Jesus, walking by faith, knowing that his word is truth. He giveth grace. He giveth more grace. Wherefore he said God resisteth the proud. He resisteth the proud. He fights against the proud. That resist means fight. God fights against the proud. And he gives grace to the humble. People of God, let us humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. And he shall lift us up. We don't want to be walking in pride. Pride cometh before a fall. People of God, we have to understand to humble ourselves. 1 Peter 5, verse 5 says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Verse 6 said, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, and he, that he may exalt you in due time. So we have to learn to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Let us be submissive to the word of God, and let us allow the Lord to lead us and guide us. Let him take preeminence in every area of our lives. Let his great name be glorified in every aspect of our lives. We want to walk in humility, and we want to walk in the abundant grace that he has given us. We don't want to resist the Lord. We want to submit to him. We want to live that Christian life that truly counts. Verse 7 of James chapter 4. The word of God said, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So James was giving them practical ways of living. Submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So the first thing the Christian has to do is to submit to God. Submit to God, James was saying to the brethren, that because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble, they should submit to God. For if we resist God, we are in trouble. So we have to learn how to humble ourselves before God and to submit to him. And that submit there to yield voluntarily to him, to obey his word, to be in subjection to the word of God, to allow the word of God to govern us, to be our governing authority. That's how we submit. Submit to God, submit to his word. Let his word be your governing authority. Yield voluntarily to the word. Let the word take first place in your life. Let the word of God rule and guide you. This is how you fight the devil. If you're not submitted to the word, you can't fight. So submit yourself therefore to God, James was saying. The first thing is to submit. The second thing is to fight the devil. How you fight? With the word of God. Remember, the word of God is a sword of the spirit. So we can't fight without the word of God. If we have no word in us, then we can't fight. People of God, fight the devil with the word of God, and he will run from you. So people of God, we are called to use the word of God. God has given us his word. The word is a weapon. It's the sword of the spirit. Without no word in us, people of God, the Holy Spirit will not find the word to bring to our remembrance, because we did not put any word inside our heart. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I will not sin against you. The psalmist also said, thy word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So because of the word in our hearts, we will not stumble. People of God, we have to understand these words and draw near to God and understand that he's calling us to submit to the word. Let the word be our governing authority. Walk in obedience to God's word, to God's word. And allow his words to transform us. So we will have power to resist. If we are not obedient to the word, we have no power to resist the enemy. Fight the enemy with the word of God, and he will run from you. He will flee from you, James said. Verse 8 of James chapter 4. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. James was saying to the saints, draw near to God. How do we draw near to God, people of God? We draw near to God in prayer. We draw near to God in worship. We draw near to God in studying and applying his word to our lives. That's how we draw near to God. And when we draw near to him, he will come near to us. That's what the word said. When we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. Psalm 145:18 said, the Lord is near unto all that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. So he is near. but to all that call upon him in truth. So the Lord knows the heart, people of God. He knows our intentions. He knows our motives. And if we are calling from a true heart, he will draw near to us. So draw near to God in prayer. And draw near to God in worship. Draw near to God in the word. And he will come near to you. Stop doing the wrong things that you used to do. James said, cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Stop doing the wrong things that you used to do. Stop doing the wrong things, James said, you sinners. Stop sinning. Put away the weight and the sin that so easily entangle us. Let us put them away and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. People of God, we cannot be double-minded. When we have a divided heart, we are double-minded. We want to serve God and the world system, which is governed by the enemy, the devil himself. This cannot work. Jesus said that we can't serve two masters. Either we're going to hate one and love the other. We can't serve God and mammon. We can't serve God and materialism. We can't serve God and money. We can't serve God and the world. We have to decide who we are going to serve. We can't be between two opinions, people of God. We have to say, like Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We have to come to that place of making up our minds. Come into that place of complete submission to the will of God. We want to walk in holiness. We want to walk in godliness. We want to walk in truth. We want to live that life that truly, truly counts. Verse 9 of James chapter 4. It said, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. So James was commanding the brethren to afflict their souls and mourn and weep. Weep for the sins of the people. Turn your laughter to mourning and your joy to heaviness. People of God, the time has come when we are called to afflict our souls. We are called to brokenness. The word of God said, a broken and a contrite heart the Lord will not despise. We are called to come to that place where we truly hate sin and we truly love the sinner and will mourn and cry out to God on their behalf. So the Lord is calling us, people of God, and we have to say yes to him. We have to obey him and to know that he's calling us to walk according to his will and to his way. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We have come to the end of our session for this evening. And may these words be rich in your hearts. May this word find that good soil and germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to your people this evening. Thank you for your great love and your mercies. Thank you for the opportunity, oh God, to speak, oh God, your word to your people. And we pray for your blessings upon your people, oh God, as they hear your word and purpose in their hearts to obey. We thank you. We give you praise and honor. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend in the Lord. And may God's richest blessings be upon you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Lord is land.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.